Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 11, Tengoku. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
Every so often, you encounter a person who says that just before they thought they were going to die, their life flashed before their eyes. Somewhere along the lines, that became part of the collective lore of near-death experiences. It's preposterous. We're only sampling near-death, not the ones that died. In my experience, when you face death, fear is not an option. All I feel is the fucking adrenaline.
Oh, holy shit! Holy fucking shit!
We made it.
That's a goddamn understatement. Are we dead?
Are you talking to me right now?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Holy shit!
Well, good to know we can breathe the air.
Unfucking believable.
Okay.
Fuck. Fuck, God fucking damn it.
What? Can you just calm down a little?
Calm down? The ship's totaled. How are we ever gonna get back?
There's still gear we can salvage.
Major. Major.
I didn't care anymore. I could have gone back. No one would have blamed me. The ship was lost, fine, but we lost control. I had records, the development of the AI alone. But I just stopped caring. All that matters now is Kurtz. And part of me was afraid of what I would find, or imagined I would find. But much stronger was the desire to see him. I had to see him, to face him, and look into his eyes and know him. To see that reflection that I know will stare back at me. My actions, my direction, like a missile or a trajectory destined straight for Colonel Charles Kurtz.
This place is beautiful. Like heaven. I guess they were right.
The afterlife is subjective.
So where are you taking us, Major?
We're going to follow the river up ahead.
My sea legs aren't what they used to be.
No worries. Looks like someone knew we were coming.
What?
A rowboat. Over there.
Great. Now we have to row 50 miles.
Not when you got this.
Not to sound too unappreciative of your little electric motor there, but why didn't we just drop right in?
Not exactly the smartest approach. Don't want to show our hand too early. Surprise is the best way to stay alive.
So new heaven, huh? Do you believe in life after death, Amelia?
I don't believe in anything. Religion is just mind control. All of them. Whether it's the old ones or the newer chorists, the only purpose they serve is to keep people from despair, to keep them from going insane over their own existence.
What about what you saw in Tea Garden B?
One can feel inspired by the divine, by the belief in something. Like Carlos, like Isaac, but not necessarily believe in heaven. Like I said, the afterlife is subjective. Unlike everyone else, I don't claim to have the monopoly of wisdom on the matter. What about you?
I don't know. I was raised Jewish. Remember the exact moment I lost my faith in God. It was something. The afterlife is a crux. It's also kind of terrifying, if you really think about it. No rest, just eternity. What's in your backpack?
Supplies.
You got a fucking armory in there.
Well, I'd like to delay finding out the answer to that afterlife question for as long as possible.
Donner.
Jesus!
What do you know about this place?
A whisper growing louder with time.
What did you say?
Nothing. It's nothing.
I know it as well as any other place. A whisper growing louder with time. That's from The River Knows Itself. Zhang's book. You read it?
I didn't read it. I wrote it.
But you...
Under an alias. It was a lifetime ago. I barely remember that time of my life. It's a faded memory.
But that was written about 80 years ago, wasn't it? How could you have written something that long ago? You would be 120 years old.
I work out.
Well, there I know you're lying. Just be straight with me, man. What's going on here?
I suppose it doesn't matter anymore. We're so close.
Shit! Get down!
What the hell is going on?
We have to wait.
Don't be ridiculous.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
This has gone on long enough. Arrows, really?
Just shut up and stay down.
You need to stop.
They'll kill us. Oh, my shoulder! Fuck!
Holy shit! That arrow, don't twist it! It's stuck in you.
No shit, asshole! I need your help. Come on, I need you to pull it out.
What if it bleeds?
Get it out of me!
Okay.
Just grab it by the base and twist.
Stop! Cease your fire, goddammit!
Donner!
Hold on, dammit. Ugh. That's a lot of blood.
Cauterize it. You need to cauterize it. There's a torch in my rucksack. Just hurry. Use it.
I don't know how.
Just hold it on my fucking wound. Ugh. Okay, I know you've been here before, but what concerns me most is why are you so interested in my well-being?
This boat is fucked. It's gonna sink if we don't...
No, it's not going to sink. We have to get onto land soon.
I just don't know when it's gonna be safe.
What, the boat or this mission?
Do you think it's gonna be all right?
Well, the bleeding stopped. But it could be infected, so... Who knows what's out here?
You're welcome. Oh. It still hurts a lot.
It's not that. The tinnitus.
The ear thing. How'd you get it?
A gorilla's homemade hand grenade went off 3 feet away from me when I was working a contract in the Malayan jungles.
Ah, shit. You would have...
There's just no comfortable way to ask it, is there? I would think it should be okay for you, company man. You're the one who sent us out there. But you already know about that, don't you?
I never...
Never what? Never would do anything like that? Too good to do that yourself? Too good for your own dirty work?
I was gonna say, ask you. I would never presume to know, let alone judge. I have Well, yes. While you were out doing your thing, I was at a desk doing the same thing, I guess. Reports, manifests, implementation proposals. Same things, but just removed. I may not have seen it firsthand, but I guess that's the point. How they manage us. How they get us to kill. Get me to kill more than you and I would imagine.
You never told me. Why are you so interested in me? You've been here before. But when? And more importantly, why?
Gosh, I don't know. Just a while ago, yeah.
How old are you, Donner? Really? Don't turn away and evade. Talk to me, damn it. Ow! Fuck!
Let me help you.
No, stay away from me!
Here, take one of these. It's to dull the pain, okay? You need this. They're good. Trust me.
I can look after myself.
What is it?
Oh my god. Are those...
They're... the locals.
Who the fuck is this Kurtz guy? What exactly are we gonna do? There are hundreds of them. Are they wearing animal masks?
Yeah.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you see her? Do you see that woman in the white dress? Who is she?
Which one?
Over there, standing at the edge of the river. She's She's raising her arms to the sky and... This isn't good.
What the hell do you want me to do?
Distract them or something.
How?
Well, wasted a bullet, but that seemed to have worked. Hey, hey you! English? Well, I ain't Japanese.
That's right. You speak it.
I do. Hey, want to know what they were singing back there?
No.
Fair enough. Oh my God. English fucking tobacco.
What, you never smelled tobacco before?
Not like this. No one has. Not for centuries. This shit is old school.
Welcome, stranger.
Is she talking to me or you? Donna, what the fuck is going on?
Look, calm down. It's everything is under control. It's cool. It's cool.
Looks like we have to wait to speak to him.
You don't speak to him. You listen to him.
Right.
Let's get this person some help. Come now. Let's go. Let's get it to help.
How did you come here originally? How did you find this place?
When one is young, one must experience things, see things, gather, enlarge the mind. The man has enlarged my mind. Now much more. So much more.
Sounds intriguing.
Major, you have no idea.
I want to meet him.
In due time. In due time. We gotta get you healed first.
Oh yeah, just a quick change and I'm up and running.
You'd be surprised.
God help me.
Welcome back, Major.
My wound, it's almost... My God, how long was I out for?
Not long. A couple of days.
How did it heal?
There are a lot of things around here you can't understand. But you will understand. He will make you understand. He has the way about him. The man, he's a genius.
You've talked to him before?
Talked to him? Yeah, I talked to him. Yeah. Once we were in a forest camping. He wanted to show me the stars. He wanted to show me everything. And we talked of everything. I forgot there was such a thing as sleep. The night didn't seem to last an hour. Everything. Of love, too.
He talked to you about love?
Oh, it's not what you think. It was very general. He made me see things. Things.
Things. And so what, you stayed with him the whole time?
No. We would go off alone. All around. You don't understand. Can't understand. Not yet, at least. There are things out here. There's an entire world. It's been gone for so, so long. You can't understand. They know. Well, they don't know exactly. It's lost to them, but they... It's why I went back to the home system. He needed someone. Someone like you. To finish. He'll tell you. You'll see.
What on earth are you talking about? You don't sound like the Donner I know ever since you got on this planet.
We're not on Earth, Major. And now you are finally hearing me and not that corporate work voice bullshit. But you know that. You've read my book.
So you went back to Earth?
A few times. Well, to the home system at least. And when I come back, he'd be gone. Exploring this place. Felt like I was chasing a shadow.
Looking for resources?
Yeah, but other things too. This is a dead world, Major. And dead worlds have secrets. Living, breathing secrets.
welcome, stranger.
Welcome, stranger.
What the fuck? It's you.
I come here to refresh.
Are you the leader here?
Kurtz is great, man. He is. He is.
Kurtz?
He is. Charles? He knows what to do.
Are you with him? Are you his woman?
You are strange people.
Here?
Imagine is.
How do you say different than what you are accustomed to?
Try me.
I do it
out of necessity as much as anything else.
It's a convenience then, huh?
He's talked to people like you. How people like you
would not understand us,
our feelings,
our relationships.
He protects our people.
Do not
mistake me, Major.
I am devoted to this man,
and I will
protect him,
even from himself.
I believe you, and I mean no disrespect.
There's a clock on the shore.
To dry yourself.
Best be quick. There are others coming down in this afternoon to wash.
They do not like outsiders.
You're up and about. Great. This is so exciting. I can finally show you around. We are going to do great things here.
So the people here, they just follow him, whatever he wants?
They adore him. What can you expect? He rolled in like a storm. And just like a storm, he can be terrible, very terrible. You can't judge the colonel like you would an ordinary man, though. No.
Just what the universe needs. Another infallible god.
I'll tell you something. I don't mind saying it. He tried to shoot me once. Really. But I don't judge him for it. There's a lot he has to deal with. In his mind, you know?
So what did he do?
Thought I took some stash for myself. Processing helium-3. I took a little here, a little there. He told me to clear out. I waited a bit, and the second time he came back down, and it was magic. All this. He fucking hated all of this. He doesn't want to be that man. He would just go away and get engulfed by this place.
He's unsound, gone insane.
No way, no fucking way. Once you meet him, you won't say that. Oh, okay, I see you, I see you. It's the heads, facing his home, I get it, I see it.
He forgets that I've never heard the monologues on, what was it, love, justice, the order of the universe, conduct or life or whatnot. If it came to crawling towards Kurtz, he crawled as much as the next man.
What, these are the heads of rebels?
What's the next definition I'm gonna hear? Enemies, criminals, workers, and now these are rebels? These rebels look pretty subdued to me with their heads on pikes.
You don't know how such a life can consume a man like Kurtz.
And you? What about you?
I'm a simple man, Major.
What's going on?
It's time.
What the hell are you doing? Let go! Let go of me, you fuckers! Just don't touch me! Don't let go of me!
He has plans for you, Major. Such big plans. You'll see. It's gonna be fucking great.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josefo, sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki. Edited by Simon Machin. Produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia. and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Koonin is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra, and Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Christina Welch.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.